This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receipt for a point.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles. Thank you for joining us from wherever you are listening or watching this around the world. Most certainly hit subscribe so you never miss any Mile High tick. And first thing on your calendar should absolutely be Mile High, August 20th to 23rd. Be there, we'll be there, and rise up and help the world rise up with chiropractic. Today, I am super stoked to introduce our guest. My good friend, Dr. Stuart Warner, has been an influence on my life and career for 20 years, as well as on many people's lives. Many people's lives through all of their different avenues of impacting the world and teaching the world truth in chiropractic and in healthcare. We're looking forward to being part of their Genesis PEDCon coming up this year, and to say that we were grateful to be part of Kids Day America right when it launched. Way back in the day and built our practice initially with that. But as I said, Stu and Terry Warner have really been an incredible trusted source for parents everywhere. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Stu Warner.
It is my distinct pleasure to be with you today. You know, we can't wait to come out to Mile High. It's actually my birthday weekend. We're inviting everybody we know to come out to Mile High, and let's celebrate chiropractic and bringing our innate healing philosophy to the world at Mile High.
Which day is your birthday?
August 23rd.
Oh, so we have to, what's your favorite type of cake?
pumpkin cheesecake.
Pumpkin cheesecake. I will have to see who, if the Mile High fairies can take care of that. And that kind of, that's historic. Colorado is a great place to be in August, and you're going to make it even better, and celebrating your birthday there will be even better. So exciting. Now, right now, there's a lot of exciting things going on in the world. We're going through a global pause at this point, and there's a lot happening in healthcare, a lot in legislation, a lot in vaccines, a lot in freedoms, and also what's most important in all of that is keeping our focus on what we do best. I'd like to start off first is this, Dr. Stu, is as a chiropractor and wanting people to be at their best and have their healthiest bodies, life, immune system, everything about them, where do you see chiropractic's role to play in this?
Chiropractic is essential and a vital role in what is going on today in the world. A study just came out today, Journal of the American Medical Association, one of the most prestigious medical journals in the world, just reported that 94% of the people hospitalized from COVID-19 had more than one serious illness. And our job is to unlock the innate ability of the body to heal, to keep them healthy. Your body knows how to be well. It knows how to be healthy. And so I'm actually calling for the first time on your show for the entire country, the entire world, to shift their healthcare from the medical world to the chiropractic world, because that's the only thing you're not going to hear from the fake news media, from the corrupt politicians, and from the health officials and big pharma. Is you're not going to hear anything, any solutions that aren't going to make the pharmaceutical company money. So you're not going to hear about the important role chiropractors have in people's health and well-being. And even while some people in our profession are shying away from talking about how chiropractic helps the immune system. I'm going to post this later today or tomorrow, but we have a emergency room medical doctor, physician, treating COVID patients at the ninth largest COVID treating hospital in the world, messaged me and said that, you know, what they're doing isn't working well. What can chiropractic do to help? What ideas do you have? Let's do a study and bring chiropractors in and see the impact that they can have on the patients. So we're working on that right now with one of the biggest research institutions in the profession. We're going to start to collaborate, and we're going to show the world chiropractic's important role in affecting the immune system and people's health.
And what you just said, that's amazing. 94% had more than one condition. Here's the thing. There's a saying that I have said multiple times in my career, but focusing on communication with my practitioners now, which is, health is the entity as compared to disease is the entity. People get focused on eliminating disease versus creating health. And when you have when you're more adaptable, when you're healthier in the first place, and you emphasize how do we improve the constructive survival values that we have so that we're more resistant, that's the focus. And when you hear, wow, Stu, that's amazing, more than one, like, that means the 94%, the rest of the population that has less, it's focused on not being one of those ones with a condition.
Exactly. What a unique concept to stay healthy. And, you know, nobody better positioned to teach their patients about health and wellness than the chiropractor. So, you know, we need to empower people. We need to share with them the truth. And, you know, what's going on today is that, you know, I started a hashtag, you know, you only fear what the media tells you to fear. Mm-hmm. The media has a vested interest in instilling fear and anxiety in people. It's all fake health news. And you hear every one of the politicians, especially here with Governor Cuomo in New York, Governor Murphy in New Jersey, you hear the Corona Task Force with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. The first thing that comes out of their mouth, virtually there every time, is we're only going to share with you the data. We're only going to share with you the science. And then the next words that come out of their mouth are all guesses, assumptions and lies and theories, and we don't have the data, and let's see. Let's look at a few of these examples. You know, first it was the modeling that showed us that over 2.5 million people were going to die and everything needed to be shut down. And that modeling and forecasting I call the new snake oil, because it was totally made up. And it's all based on the data and the assumptions you put in, which were all faulty. So it went from 2.5 million down to 60,000. Oops, we were wrong about that. I guess that wasn't science. You know, then it was like, how do we test people? Do you put the Q-tip in partway in the nose and just do a nasal swab? Or does it go back to the, you know, back of your nasal passages into the throat? And maybe we could test it there. Or maybe it's a prick of the finger. You know, they don't have it down. Should we wear a mask or shouldn't we? One day they say yes, one day no. One day it's going to harbor the viruses worse than the mask, and the Surgeon General says don't do the masks. Then the CDC says do the mask. You know, what's the science behind that? Then you're supposed to be 6 feet apart. No, 3 feet, 10 feet. Now it's 27 feet apart. So, you know, it's all based on lies. The curve's supposed to go up quick and then plateau and come down. Nope, it goes up slow and then plateaus and comes down slow. Asymptomatic people can spread it. No, you can't spread it. Other doctors say, you know, it's only if you touch your face, you don't have to worry about it otherwise. So the whole thing is a circus. They don't know the answers. They're making it up as they go along. So to be able to take that lack of, you know, science and lack of facts and shut down the whole economy, you know, President Trump said the cure is worse than the illness. I had another hashtag I started, all deaths matter. Why do only COVID deaths matter? Are they more special? I mean, our heart and prayers go out to anyone affected by the COVID-19 virus, because it is real and nasty. It's a nasty virus for those people that were affected, And, you know, we hate to see it. It's tragic. But their deaths aren't more special than anyone else's. And the consequences of shutting down the economy is now we see the rates of suicide going up and heart attacks and abuse and depression. And people are dying from other factors which nobody seems to care about, because the bottom line, Dr. Knowles, is there's an agenda going on. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if people are healthier, not healthier, if the science is right or wrong, or what new information comes up. All roads lead to these two things, no matter what: mandatory vaccines and mandatory tracking, taking away your constitutional rights. So that's what the agenda is, and everything else that you're hearing in the media from health officials and from the government is just moving the pieces around on the chessboard, where even if herd immunity does develop, and even if the virus goes away, even if there is a cure, you know, that they can give people prior, it's still going to come back to let's vaccinate everyone and track everyone. And, you know, they compare it to, you know, they think that the corona vaccine is going to be some panacea. They're already envisioning that that's going to cure everything. And, you know, we know what happened last time they tried to develop a corona vaccine. All the animals died, and they didn't even proceed to human trials. So what are they doing now? They're skipping the human trials. There's 83 different vaccine makers or vaccines that they're vying to come to the market. And, you know, they keep comparing it to like the flu. Let's have a vaccine like we do for the flu, where 40 to 60,000 people, more than corona, die from the flu every year. And the CDC says that the last several years, the flu vaccine was only 9% effective in the target population. So it doesn't even work. You get a healthy dose of detergent and formaldehyde and aluminum and chemicals in the vaccine that's harmful to everyone. And most people think, well, I get the flu shots, 100% effective. Well, even in the best years, when the CDC touts in the beginning of the season that it's 40 to 60% effective, which is still dismal, but at the end of the season, it's always a lot lower. And it's just, you know, big controlling money-making machine.
And, you know, what you described about going, you know, they say one thing and the next day the other thing, and this works, and now we think it's this way, and it keeps shifting. It makes me think of basic allopathy. That is typical of allopathy through the centuries, right? They go from one cure to another cure, different therapy or approach. What we're experiencing in the political agenda is global allopathy through politics. You know, it's a global allopathy. The allopathic solution is stay at home, right? Or stay, it's an allopathic plan. It's like chemotherapy for the whole planet, right? And just a massive thing as compared to enhance life, enhance health in the first place. And you're right, more deaths, which ones do matter? How many deaths are happening of all kinds of things like cancer, heart disease, vaccine deaths, and are those not being highlighted, and there's no enragement about those?
That's right. And,
yeah.
You know, chiropractors are the solution. You know, we teach people the body has an innate ability to heal itself, that if you remove the interference, you correct the subluxation, the body's going to immediately start working better. It's going to adapt better to the environment, and you can reach the God-given potential that you are destined for. So chiropractors need to be in the forefront. They need to be leading the pack, letting everyone know that chiropractic removes stress from the nervous system and enhances your immune system. And then your body knows what to do and how to adapt to the environment. And, you know, if I can be so forthright, I'm going to call out our profession, because I've seen leaders, or people that like to consider themselves leaders in our profession, presidents of chiropractic colleges, say, Let's not talk about chiropractic's role in the immune system. Let's not tell the truth about the germ theory to the world. Let's meet the people where they're at. No, we have to give them a vision. We need to be a bright light, a torch, a beacon for the world, and let them know what is possible. We, in our practice, will never be putting masks on our face. We don't wear gloves. We want the innate touch of our hands on our patients. In fact, if we wore masks in our office, patients would come in and start laughing at us because we taught them for almost 30 years that germs and viruses don't cause disease. They're opportunistic vectors waiting for a susceptible host, and that your body has resistance, has an immune system that is more important than the viruses and the bacteria. We don't have a virus problem in this world, Danny. We have a immune deficiency problem from making poor lifestyle choices. So that's the real problem that we have. And I give a couple examples so people in the public can understand. If you have your kids in a daycare setting and there's like 25 kids and they're all, you know, touching the same toys and picking their nose and they're, you know, touching all of the fluids that they leave on the toys and they're, you know, all in the same closed environment, how come only a few of them get sick and then the rest don't if they're all being exposed to the same germs and viruses? If you're in an adult situation at work where you're passing papers around and touching doorknobs and close quarters and meetings, how come only may a few get sick being exposed to the same germs and the others don't? Because there's something more important than the germs and the viruses, and that's our innate ability and our immune system that hopefully will be free of interference to adapt to the environment, to process the environment, and to overcome naturally whatever they're exposed to. And, you know, there is limitations of matter, but we make the best and the potential out of what we have to be the best we can be. So if we can teach people about how the body works and about subluxation, you know, we would not see what's going on today.
And, you know, there's an important area here, as you mentioned, that it goes toward, the game goes towards all roads to two outcomes, vaccines and tracking. Not that we want those outcomes, but that's the game plan, right? So it's very obvious to me as soon as this happened. It's been obvious actually for years. I know that comes down to freedom. You know, America is about freedom and us being able to be free. I know you have been critical in playing a part in having vaccine freedom in New Jersey. And can you say a little bit about that experience so people have a little bit of a game plan in their areas?
Sure. It was the Battle of Trenton, and, you know, we're coming on the heels of California going down and losing all of their exemptions, and New York going down, and Maine, and, you know, these families are being devastated having to force vaccinate their kids. Families are being torn apart. I mean, I've seen couples on the brink of divorce because of this issue, and children are being poisoned. Every vaccine causes harm every time to every child, period. And, you know, so in New Jersey is the breadbasket of the pharmaceutical industry right here in our backyard. So it was David versus Goliath. And we have these, you know, Jersey style, some of the most corrupt politicians on the planet here. And so, you know, we definitely played an instrumental role, but there were so many others in New Jersey that we joined forces with that, you know, all came together and, you know, just pedal to the metal, functioning on all cylinders, you know, all hands on deck. And, you know, we just swarmed the Capitol, the senators and assemblymen and the governor's offices. Every single day there were thousands of emails and faxes and texts, if we had their numbers, and you know, things in the mail every day. We're visiting them, and, you know, we kept the pressure on. And then we went to Trenton, and in the freezing rain, thousands and thousands of people out there chanting while the senators were voting on the inside, you know, kill the bill, chanting at the top of their lungs. Bobby Kennedy came in, Del Bigtree came in, you know, our bodies, our choice. I mean, these parents were standing up for their freedom, and they came. And, you know, if not them, then who? If not now, then when? So everybody galvanized on this, and that's what we had to do to win this. And we're not done yet. And one of the pivotal parts of this was the longest running Senate president in the history of New Jersey, Senator Sweeney, very powerful former iron worker. He's been protected and shielded, and he's, you know, been, you know, wanting to get this bill through at all costs. Nobody could get to him. And I got a special invite to a mayor's meeting where he was an honored guest at. And you might have seen the video of this. So while all the mayors were there in attendance, and, you know, I stood up and asked a question. He thought I was a mayor at first. And I confronted him and held him accountable and asked him questions. And we got this on video. And what we found out is the most powerful politician in New Jersey that was trying to put this through was totally ignorant of the issues with the bill and the science and had all his facts wrong. So we were able to expose that. We diced up that video. It was Twittered everywhere. It was sent everywhere. And that kind of shifted the tide a little bit. So New Jersey can do it, you know, everywhere can do it. We're getting calls from Florida, from Kansas, from Connecticut, from all over. You know, what did you do? Help us, you know, win this too. So, you know, this isn't, you know, just about us. It's about everywhere. And, you know, pediatric chiropractic's under attack all over the world, in Australia and Europe and Canada, even throughout the U.S., and forced vaccination is coming to all of your doorsteps if you like it or not. So now is the time to step up. People are like, well, it's not going to happen to me. And, you know the old adage, you know, they came for one group and, you know, nobody came to protect them. Then it went to the next group and the next group and you didn't stand up and then nobody was left when it came after you. So now is the time, and we have a group called Drs. Terry and Stu Warner and the Wellness Parenting Revolution. We have 5,000 warriors in there. It's going to be 50,000 very soon. These are mom and dad warriors, doctors, scientists, legislators, nurses, religious leaders, influencers, vaccine-injured families, health advocates, attorneys, all in there that want to bring the truth to the world. So, you know, we all need to rise up and share the truth. You cannot be silent anymore. And you have to be true to yourself. Don't worry about what other people think, because you do make a difference. Every one of you make a difference. And when you rise up and you share the truth, not only do you feel good in being true to yourself to live out your reality and your authenticity, but you're giving permission to everybody else to rise up. And there's so many more people that you wouldn't even imagine that think the same way you do. So if you're hesitant, you know, you're wondering what will people think, you know, now's the time. You can't wait till it's too late. And when you rise up, you'll be amazed at how many people will fall in behind you. So now's the time.
Yeah, I have to say that chiropractic needs all hands on deck, right? Stu Warner can't do it alone. I can't do it alone, even with the help of our phenomenal wives, right? We need far more than that, and Liam Schubel can't do it alone either, right? We need as many people as possible to champion chiropractic values. That's why we held the Mile High Philosophy Summit, and to teach the truth, and also to champion freedom, because truly, you know, what you have to think, what will happen to your kids and your grandkids, and will they have to be forced vaccines? Is that what you want, you know, down the road? And so the time is, if it hasn't passed, it's now, right, in terms of taking action. And that's why the Genesis PEDCon is so important. The platform that you have there for families, for chiropractors, to be empowered to help the families of their communities is vital. I mean, the people that you have coming out will help people, and that's September 24th to 27th, will help people be more empowered to make a bigger impact. And like Del Bigtree, who else is going to be there?
Yeah, by the way, you mentioned Dr. Liam Schubel. He's scheduled to be there, and I think he's scheduled to be at Mile High as well.
Yep.
We may need to find a replacement speaker for him, though, because he is taking illegal hikes in the woods in New Jersey. So he may be arrested and behind bars if he's not careful. So we have to be very careful of that.
Yeah, that is potential.
Yes, so
hopefully Judd can track him down.
Yes, they're after him. There's drones in the sky. Senator Declan O'Scallion is after him. We need to protect him, so we gotta watch out for that. But you know, we have a superstar lineup of world leaders and world changers and experts that are all gonna be there. You know, we need to take back the health of our kids. We're witnessing the sickest generation of kids in the history of our world. When I grew up, there were, according to HHS, Health and Human Services, 12% of kids had a chronic illness. Today, shockingly, 54% of kids are chronically ill. And if chiropractors don't step up and be leaders in that go-to health authority for kids in their community, it's going to be at 75% soon. This is tragic. We're losing a whole generation of kids. So we all need to come together and take back our kids' health and turn the sickest generation of kids in the world into the healthiest. And only chiropractors can be the leaders in their community to do that. So we brought together the best of the best, including Dr. Danny Knowles. I mean, last time you were there, you know, you added so much value and was such a blessing there to be able to share the approaches to help kids' immune system, nervous systems unwind and be able to you know, protect them and to adapt to the environment like no one else I've ever seen. We have Dr. Ted Carrick, you know, bringing the best brain science and nerve system science to taking care of kids with neurosensory disorders. You're not going to see this presentation anywhere except at Genesis PEDCon. So Ted Carrick will be there. The most researched published chiropractor in the world, Dr. Deed Harrison, we'll be there with more technique for chiropractic kids and science. We have, you know, top pediatric docs like Dr. Liz Anderson Peacock, who just received the Dr. Larry Webster Lifetime Achievement Award. Dr. Jenna Davis will be there. We have some of the largest practices in the world that will be there, like Dr. Ben Lerner and Dr. Peter Camiolo and you know, others. So we have the best of science, philosophy, art, business, and marketing. You know, just look at the superstar lineup at chiropediatrics.net. We'll have CE hours. There's a kids club there. We always have a kids club. The kids come and they learn and they play and they hang out with other unsubluxated kids. They make lifelong friends and, you know, we get them up on stage. So, you know, it's just a special weekend, and you know, we invite everybody to come out to that. I mean, what a 1-2 punch. In August they can go to Mile High, and then in end of September they can go to Genesis PEDCon.
Well,
Billy DeMoss will be there, Del Bigtree, the Wolfsons will be there. It goes on and on.
You said something very important, which was rising up. So we tell people all the time to rise up to Mile High, and you can rise up again at sea level in September. So you have two opportunities, and I think both would be stellar to do, because seriously, right now, people need to be very strong in their philosophical values. They have to be very strong in what actions to take, be strong in their vision, and strong in business strategies to be successful. Because as far as I can see right now, there's a world out there of spines distorted that are not receiving enough chiropractic care, and that's why you see things like what we're seeing in the world, is that less people receiving care, there's less healthy people not being at their optimal performance. So now, let's go switch gears a little bit. In taking care of families and kids, right, and taking care of them with chiropractic care, and quality chiropractic care and spinal adjustments to free their nerve system, what are some strategies to communicate about the importance of chiropractic in practices at this time?
That's a great question. You know, first thing that comes to mind for me is I'm going to share with you one of our signature strategies that we teach our chiropractic clients as far as their procedures and systems in the practice. And, you know, that's a really poignant question that I ask in the history that really turns the tables and sets the stage for everything else that you do. You know, even though we have a subluxation correction wellness practice, we're not treating childhood illnesses. We're correcting subluxations for better life expression in the kids. People in the real world are coming in here with all sorts of conditions and ailments that, you know, they've been to their pediatrician for over and over and over, and they're on drugs, antibiotics and Xantac and everything else. So the parents are coming here many times as a last resort. So I'm sitting across the table from them, and I'll say something like this. Mary, yeah, I know this has been very frustrating for you. Your child's had, you know, multiple ear infections. You're on your 10th dose of antibiotics. Your child's still not well. And, you know, you keep going back to your pediatrician, you know, month after month, and you're paying your pediatrician. You trust them. Your expectations are that, you know, your child's supposed to get better with each additional dose of antibiotics that they received, and your child's still not better, and their pediatrician wants to refer you to the ENT for possible tympanoscopy. So, Mary, if your pediatrician had the answer for your child's health issues, don't you think he would have been better by now? And then you pause. You know, you go back month after month, drug after drug. Don't you think your child would be better by now? It's a Socratic question, so I'm not going to answer it for them. And they answer it, and the light bulb goes off. They get it. Yes, maybe I should try something different now. And obviously, we have, you know, a whole system set up of branding and authority building that and credibility, where they know most of this already. That's why they're here. But still, we want to really make sure they own it, and that they shift their mentality from the allopathic model to the chiropractic wellness lifestyle, and then it's smooth sailing from there.
And that's the key point, is along with the adjustment, shifting their paradigm from an allopathic model to a health optimization model, a wellness model. And that is crucial, because otherwise they can be doing chiropractic allopathically, right? And it's just another aspirin for them.
Yeah, that's so true. Danny, me and Terry, you know, we're used to taking the slings and arrows. We're attacked all the time, but there are other pediatric groups that are in our country that many people would respect, that when we say our role isn't to treat childhood illness, to treat childhood disease and treat childhood symptoms, we get attacked for that. And I remember, not just in our country, but we were speaking in Montreal one time, and, you know, it was like a whole new concept for them. They'd never heard that before, that we don't treat childhood symptoms. And it was similar, you know, when we spoke in Australia or in Europe, it's like the same thing. But when you have a practice, and this is even for subluxation-based chiropractors fall into this trap, it's very frustrating to be a chiropractor and to practice when your patient has the expectation that your job is to get rid of their childhood symptoms. So, for instance, if a child comes in with enuresis or bedwetting, and they think that's why they're there, then every visit, it's the parents are asking, they're frustrated. Well, you know, the bedwetting didn't clear up yet. They come in next visit. Well, how did your child do last night while they were sleeping? Well, they wet the bed again. So, you know, it's a frustrating way to practice. After five or six visits, the patient's going to say, well, chiropractic didn't help the bedwetting, and they're going to leave. And they never understood, you know, what you did. And on the flip side, chiropractic works so well sometimes, if the subluxation was a contributing factor, The bedwetting clears up after a visit or two. The patient thinks they got what they wanted, and then they're gone. And they miss an entire opportunity to restore the function and integrity of that spine and nervous system that's going to help that child adapt and be healthy the rest of their lives. So, you know, we really implore chiropractors not to have an allopathic or medical approach to chiropractic, and, you know, have the chiropractic approach, which is correct the subluxation and God does the healing. And sure, you know, we do give lifestyle advice and we do point people in the right direction, but that's our main role, is to correct the subluxation. They're not going to get that anywhere else, and that's what is the only thing that's the most important when a patient comes into our practice.
Yes, absolutely. Well, again, I have to say thank you so much, Dr. Stu Warner, and Dr. Terry, for doing so much for the world, for chiropractic, for humanity, for patients around the world, families, and for being at Mile High this year. We look forward to seeing you there, seeing both of you there. It's going to be a very special year for all of us. It already is, and a really important year to rise up in so many ways. And this will certainly, Mile High, August 20th, 23rd, will certainly be part of that picture for people in terms of deepening their philosophical understanding so they can have the right rudder for their ship, so that they can expand their vision, and so that they can improve their business strategies, because people need us to be there for them and to be viable in practice and successfully thrive through, because we're serving so many people towards good. And I look forward to seeing you at the Pediatric Genesis PedCon as well in September in New Jersey. You know, New Jersey is one of my favorite places to visit. So
we can't wait for you to come, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But we're more excited to come to Mile High this August. Terry and I are creating a brand new presentation for Mile High. You know, we're not phoning this in. We have such an important message and vision that we want to share with everyone on your stage. So even if you've seen us lots of times before, come to Mile High. You're gonna see something that you've never seen before, and it's going to be such a vital message that you're going to need to take back to your practice and your community, so you can be the solution, be that go-to kids' health authority, and make a bigger difference than you ever thought possible. And so definitely get your Mile High tickets now. Make the commitment now to get to Mile High. You know, don't wait and make excuses and something's going to come up. You know, Danny, you know what I've noticed about the most successful chiropractors in the world, and we've helped train a lot of 1,000, 2,000 a week chiropractors in their practices, is the chiropractors that are very successful, when they see an opportunity like Mile High and they've seen the results and the success and what happens there, you know, they don't go and ask other people about it, or, try to make excuses, or, you know, they just say, I'm in, I'm going to be there. And other people, you know, wait and, you know, this might come up, or what about this or that? The successful people just take action, they execute, they get there. So I recommend just get your Mile High tickets today. And Terry and I, you know, really respect what you and Rochelle do as well, because, you know, you just don't do Mile High. You're in the trenches in your practice, you know, helping thousands of people. You got lots of political battles going on in Colorado, and you know, you're not limited to Colorado. You're on the forefront of bringing the truth around the world, and, you know, you're on the phone, you're strategizing, you know, so, you know, you can't do it alone either. We need, you know, we're not getting a big salary and perks and benefits for doing this, right? Like, literally since December, I'm spending 3 to 5 hours out of creating a vaccine and religious freedom events, attending them, strategizing. I got 3 Zoom calls today. We're Twittering, posting. It's all hands on deck. And, you know, we need people, even if they're not going to be doing like what you and I do, they need to support that and step up, because, you know, we all need to be in this together. And, it's something that, how do I explain it? It's just, we have a hashtag Rise Up, like you said, Rise Up a Mile High. And, You know, some of us are a little hesitant, you know, maybe like, what are people gonna think? And they're a little, you know, you have a little trepidation about it. But let me tell you, once you go all in and rise up, the water's warm. We've met some of our closest and dearest and best friends and part of this movement and connecting with people with similar like minds and that are really on purpose changing the world out there. So, you know, you've all been cooped up in your homes the last several months. Come out to Mile High, break bread with everybody, give people hugs and handshakes, and, you know, you'll be overjoyed to be able to do that with like-minded people that are wanting to change the world. So thank you for creating this event and having us all there. And, you know, we'll bring you a cannoli from New Jersey.
Oh, please do. Please do. And we'll make sure you get pumpkin cheesecake. and sincerely, on behalf of all our chiropractic colleagues, for all that you give and to chiropractic profession, and I know that the reason to do all the things that you mentioned is not chiropractic. It's not because of yourself. It's not because of us. It's not for the chiropractic schools. It's for the people that we serve and that they really need to be better served through healthcare than the current healthcare paradigm that we have all seen crumble. So everyone, look forward to seeing you at Mile High Altitude in August 20th to 23rd. You can get a 411 at milehigh2020.com. But I have no doubt it's going to be a very special year. And I also look forward to seeing people in New Jersey in September at the Genesis PedCon. We'll put all that information in the blog that goes along with the post with this podcast. And we look forward to seeing you on higher ground there, Dr. Stu.
Look forward to seeing you as well and everybody there.
Keep changing spines, lives, and minds with chiropractic.